Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court, but how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you. It's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better, let's head off to the podcast.
She dropped like 30, like Alyssa's gonna drop like 30 points against Trenton High School her senior year when the twins weren't there. But they went to see the game and they're like, Coach, we need her. Right. We want her. So we get Alyssa McDonough as a freshman, incoming freshman. We get Shalette Brown to come. We go 33-0, win a national championship.
Who'd you beat in the championship?
What's the school? Whitman out in Walla Walla, Washington.
Okay. Hey, I've heard of Whitman, actually. Who'd you have to beat in your area? Who'd you have to beat in your area? Who are the teams to get to the Final Four?
Forget the name. We beat Messiah.
Okay.
We beat Baldwin Wallace.
Okay, heard of that.
Yep. And we beat Montclair State.
Okay.
And it's funny, that year we had a tournament out in Puerto Rico, in Christmas tournament. So yep. we're out in Puerto Rico, and the director of the tournament in Puerto Rico says, "Hey, Coach Mitchell, I hear that Montclair State's the team in New Jersey." And I go, "Yeah, I hear that too." Because honestly, I did. All I talked about was how good Montclair State was.
Right.
They were good. They were very, very good.
Very good, right.
Yeah, I mean, they had history. They've been to the tournament. They've won the NJAC conference. Okay, so Shalette came from Montclair State.
Right.
Right? So I tell the girls, and Montclair happened to be in Puerto Rico the same time, but they were in a different tournament.
Okay.
So the girls ran into some of the players at Montclair and the coach. And so they come back on me, Coach Montclair, she kind of brushed Gillette off. And they're all mad at Montclair. I'm like, hey, it's okay. Like, yeah, maybe we'll play them.
Right.
And as the basketball gods would have it, in the Elite Eight game, we played Montclair State.
Right.
And at halftime, I think they were up 3 or 5 at halftime. Walk past the scores table, and the coaching staff from Montclair State is still standing there, right? You know how the kids run in the locker room?
Right.
Yep. All the kids running. And I walked past the scores table. I was like, they ain't going to win. I said, trust me, they not winning. And the whole coaching staff from Montclair looks at me. We go in the locker room. I said, listen, don't even worry about it, guys. We're going to come out this first 4 minutes. Done.
Game over. Yeah.
And they said, right, Glenn. So when they come out, we were up 4. I remember now. We were up 4. And they come out, we're playing D. Some kid, I forget her name, she hits a 3. They're up 7. They don't score another point for like a 9 minutes and 30, 32nd.
It's just a drought. Okay, so what happened after that?
20.
So what happened after that? 20. Did you stay there then? Then what happened? You didn't, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, we won the national championship that year. The next year, we get to the Elite Eight. We lost in the Elite Eight. You know, okay. their senior year and stuff like that. But we had a great year. I stayed a couple more years after that, and I get fortunate. I get the job. You know, I get a job at St. Peter's University. The athletic director at the time, Brian Felt, he brings me in with the vice president, Anthony Skavakis. They bring me in and pretty much hires me. You know, I had a breakfast with Brian one day. He tells me, you know, hey, I'm looking to hire a coach. I said, well, why me? You know, he says, I don't know. I feel something special about you. You're a little different from everybody else. And I said, yeah, that I am. You know, I said, well, the only thing I can tell you is if you want to win, you'll hire me. You know, if you want to win, you'll hire me. So
tell me the difference between the two jobs.
Well,
obviously you're moving up, but anyway, what's the difference? What do you notice the differences?
Yeah, well, no scholarships for one and full scholarships for the other.
Yeah. Okay. So you get more attention. Like they pay the girls pay more attention to you probably in a gym now when you're recruiting.
Recruiting, yeah, because I go to totally different recruiting events now. It's like the stuff that I used to go to, I don't go to.
Right. Yeah.
And now there's rules like you can't go to certain things. Like before, I was a nut. I was at everything.
Right. You couldn't be talking to mom like necessarily at the playground because some of that, yeah.
I can't do that now. Like,
right.
You know, but like when I was at FDU, I remember going to a tournament down in Atlanta and I'm the only Division III coach in the entire gym. But I go to different events now. Like I don't go to certain events and like we have a recruiting calendar. You can't go out on certain days.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
because your scholarship.
So it's different now. It's a lot different in that regard. But you know, it's different. Like, you know, and then Division I, there are levels to this, you know, which I found out. We're not Duke and we're not Louisville.
You're not UConn. You're not like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Like in my division, in my conference, there's the haves and have nots in my conference. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, it's a lot different. St. Peter's is a lot different from Marist. St. Peter's is a lot different from Quinnipiac, and we're in the same league.
Right, right.
And to get to the NCAA tournament, we're a one team, one bid league. Like we're not getting two teams in.
Right.
Got to win the conference tournament to get into the big dance.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's
how was this year?
This past season.
Yeah. How was it like with COVID and how was it good? How was it easier? How was it harder?
Well, it was difficult for us for a lot of reasons. We didn't have a home gym this year. Our gym was being renovated. So we practiced at a high school and we played at NJCU, to be honest, my first college job. We played our home games at NJCU and practiced at some high school. So we didn't even practice at where we played our home games.
What are they doing? What are they doing? With the renovation? Yeah, what are they doing?
It's like a complete renovation job, like complete gutted, new everything.
That'll be nice.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be, and it's not done yet. It's actually gonna be done in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful. But we didn't have a gym, so it was very.
So from a standpoint of COVID, probably not a bad year for it for them to do it. Actually, in retrospect, probably.
Yeah. I mean they. They had to take some pauses to for the work, but
yeah,
I mean, it was difficult in that sense. My team had zero positive tests the entire season.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It was a lot of sacrifice for my kids. They didn't go home for Thanksgiving. They didn't go home for Christmas. They stayed in their dorms. They stayed in their rooms. And hats off to my players. I mean, they were phenomenal this past season. And we were preseason pick 9th this year, and we ended up 3rd.
Oh, that's a win. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so I got co-coach of the year, which is the first St. Peter's had a coach of the year since Mike Brunelli back in 1999.
I do remember that. How is recruiting different this summer?
Recruiting was different. Last summer was all virtual.
Yep.
You know, it was all virtual, and this summer, you know, we can get back out now, but we haven't gone out because, you know, we have summer session too, and we're really focusing on our team this year. So we'll get out a little bit at the end of the last recruiting period and get out at the end of the, but it's a lot different. Again, we have certain days you can go out. So that last recruiting period, last couple of days, we'll get out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, because I think right now we're in a period, right? Aren't we in a period right now? I think
Until the 10th through the 12th.
Okay. Yeah, because my guys are in Atlanta, I think, right?
Actually, it's the 6th through the 12th that we can go recruit. And then the 21st through the 25th.
Okay. Yeah. They change that rule where you can kind of like do some high, they have a high school thing now kind of at the end of June where you can kind of, anyway, it's kind of that weird.
Yeah.
And how long have you been at St. Peter's?
3 years. This is year 4.
This is year 4. Okay. Give me a little bit, give me your elevator pitch on St. Peter's for people listening. So tell me about St. Peter's.
Well, again, I really kind of talk about my program, myself, the players, my assistant coaches, the culture that we have. It's really about us, togetherness, taking care of your sister, being selfless. We don't allow selfish people in our locker room. Our motto is as one,
right?
So if you know, if you're about you, then this isn't the place for you,
right? What is St. Peter's known for? Like, what is their school? Like, what's the major? What's your girl?
Great business department.
Okay.
Great business department. Marketing. Our science department is really renowned as well. So those couple of things there, as far as the academics are concerned, we do get some international students because we're so close to New York City.
Right.
Like we're 15 minutes away from Midtown Manhattan. So it's pretty easy to talk about, you know, when people want to go visit the big city. Hey, you get on the PATH train, you're there in 12 minutes. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. They allow us to keep these podcasts moving and chugging and allow us to pay the bills. So it's one way that you can give back. If you love these podcasts, come over and join for a couple of months. The 14-day free trial, kick the tires around. And we've got lots of great new things going up on a daily basis. We would love if you subscribe and like wherever you do that, Apple, Spotify. And then go over and check out our other two podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Sidegate. I think you'll love them. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
It's pretty cool.
That's nice. And you get the best of both worlds. You don't get the city life, but you can have the city life.
Yeah. You can have the city life for sure. Absolutely. So there's some perks to that.
There are some perks to that. All right. So I'm going to go through and do my rapid fire now, coach. It's so I'm just going to ask you some quick questions. Some of them are fast, some are not. What is your favorite brand of basketball? The actual ball you play with?
Oh, we play with the Rock.
You like the Rock?
Yeah, I do. I actually do like it.
All right. What's one word to describe your ideal player?
Tough.
Okay. If you go to one sporting event in the world, what would it be and why?
One sporting event in the world, what would it be and why? The women's national championship game. Why? Because I see myself coaching in that.
Mic drop. I love that. Favorite pregame or postgame meal?
Oh, chicken parm with penne vodka sauce and stuff like that.
Okay.
With,
so I'm just going to say for the people listening, you are 15 minutes probably from some of the best restaurants in the world, too.
You are.
I mean, my son was at a camp maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Literally, you can go in just one city block and you can find like, it's like, oh, it's unbelievable.
They're everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere. Like food is like, you don't even have to leave one borough to find everything you need. What does your game day look like?
Home or away.
Oh, you know what? You're the first coach to ask that question. That's, let's say home. Let's say home.
Home. We'll have a walkthrough early in the morning. We'll have a pregame meal as a team. Coaching staff and I will probably sit and spend like another 15 minutes or so watching a little film.
I do that.
And then I go off and be by myself and listen to some music, blast the music in my office and
get that. It's weird. It's like let's say we plan a Friday or a Thursday and I've watched enough film up to it. I'm still watching films 20 minutes before I'm going to talk to them. It's like, I might just find that one nugget that I missed. And it's like,
I don't watch their pregame warm up. I don't want to watch their pregame warm up because their pregame warm up, I'm in my pregame in my office blasting music, dancing and
getting ready.
Stuff. Yeah.
What's one thing you do to relax, coach?
Oh, that's tough. What do I do during season? Woo, that's
ever.
I like to go to vacation. I like to just kind of, I like beaches. I like to sit on a beach and do nothing.
I try to unplug. That's what I do. That's one way I will relax. I'll just try to like, and then I'll look up in five. It's hard because the world we live in, but that does it for me. It's just to unplug. Do you have any superstition?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay. One coaching technique you think is important.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
One coaching technique. One thing you do as a coach you think is important.
The open communication with your players and your coaching staff is super, super important.
Okay. Describe your perfect player in five or less words.
Wow. Okay. Number one, tough. Two, smart, crafty.
I'll throw in loyal because I've listened to you for an hour and a half.
Resilient, attentive.
Ooh, I like that one. Okay. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
Len Bias.
Oh my God. We could talk about Len Bias. Oh man, so good. For the youngsters out there that probably weren't even born when Len Bias played, go back and watch some film. The Celtics would have won a couple more titles.
Sure.
I know. Best basketball player of all time.
That's tough. Best. Can I give you one male and one female?
Yes, you may.
Okay. It's my opinion, everybody. I would say Michael Jordan for men. And
never lost a game seven. Never lost a game seven. Go ahead. Yeah.
Diana Taurasi for women.
I like that. I like that call. Shot clock, yes or no in the high school?
Absolutely yes. Please.
Okay. If you could change one thing about the game of basketball, what would you change?
If I could change one. Technical fouls. Don't call them on me.
Okay. There's two things I would change. I think it should be six fouls. Especially at your level, shouldn't be five, should be six, like the NBA. And the second thing is I'd get rid of the jump ball. Visiting team gets, because at least at the high school level, they can't throw the ball. They throw it up once
Yeah.
And they're accountants during the middle of the day. So it's not like they're practicing. So it's horrible.
Visiting team gets the ball to start the game.
Visiting team everywhere in the country gets the ball to start. Everybody.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because and the thing is, I even think at the NBA, watching the Bucks and the Suns, it is like, it's like a scrum. They're all fighting for that. Like, just defense gets the ball.
I don't have a problem with that. I really don't have a problem with that. I don't want the six fouls though, but I don't have a problem with that.
I just think the disqualification changes the game a little bit. That's, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like the strategy.
I do. Yeah. There is a strategy.
He's got four fouls. Go at her.
So here, this will be interesting. Charge circle, yes or no in high school?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, here's my reason no on this one. Mm-hmm. Is they have a hard enough time knowing if their foot's on the line for a three-pointer in high school, letting alone there's no instant replay in a gym in Vermont on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That's the only problem I have with the charge circle, because they're trying to get it in our state. It's like, don't give these poor officials more things to worry about. Just make the call. Hey, it's a 50-50 call anyway, half the time.
Listen, we just changed the rule. We're finally getting one three-point line for both men and women. We have one charge circle, men and women, finally. And I'm like, thank you, because it was difficult for officials.
Oh, it's difficult. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying it is a difficult process to be able to see it. Best game you have seen in person?
There was a high school game I went to a couple of years ago. University was playing Newark Tech. All right. I mean, it's
funny how that is.
It was packed.
The best game I have ever seen is one I coach. It was a triple overtime to win the state championship. We won it in triple overtime. Three, and we got to the second overtime because a kid did a Chris Webber and called a timeout when they didn't have one. It was a crazy game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It was crazy. They missed the news. It went on to 10. It was crazy. Yeah. Quarters or halves?
Quarters.
We play halves. It's crazy. We play quarters. Halves in Wisconsin. I like quarters.
We used to play halves in college for women.
Yep.
And just a few years ago, it changed to quarters. And I didn't like it. I did not like quarters at first, because I'm like, it's just giving them another timeout. Because I like to run and press and dip. Yep. And I'm like, that's just giving them another timeout. But it's cool. It
probably lets your better player rest a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Best coach of all time, basketball coach.
Oh, so many.
There's so many. This is always hard. MJ tends to win the basketball one. This one, it's like, I think I've had like seven different coaches or 10.
Wow. You only ask you for one? I can't. Wow. One.
Okay. You don't have to answer. That's fine.
I can give you five.
I know you could. I know. What do you think the best basketball team of all time is?
I think one of those UConn teams. I mean, you want to
pick one of those girls. Yeah, one of those UConn teams. There's that Golden State team was pretty good. There's been
some the couple
of those Bulls teams.
Bulls, Golden State, the Bulls.
The problem is, you watch the NCAA like men and women, and every year it's like, well, that's the best team. Well, that's the best. Yeah. I mean, they probably were too. All right. Yeah. So this is what I always end. First of all, thank you. I always end my my interviews with this. What would be your advice to your younger self? That's always my last question.
My advice to my younger self would be, you knew this was a position of yours much younger. You should have jumped into it 10 years prior.
But you know what? You might not be sitting where you are now without. This is what I tell my players and coaches. You aren't the person you are if those things hadn't happened. True. Like, you maybe wouldn't have won a national championship if you hadn't sold furniture. Because there's probably things in that journey that helped you recruit those young ladies. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's all piece of a puzzle.
It's that timing thing.
It is. It is. It's all a timing thing. Well, thank you, Coach. I really appreciate you coming on and spending the time with us tonight. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
This is so much fun. So, hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.